3-0, entity of 212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Talking Sound Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where negative 10 is a number to be desired, coming at you live from the throbbing heart of rock and roll that is Austin, Texas. Today on the Talking Sound Podcast, you know, we're actually going to spend a little bit of time today talking about something that is precious and dear to all of us, our hearing. As audio engineers, even as musicians, this is one of the most important things to us, and it is an instrument unto itself. Much like you have to take care of any instrument or piece of equipment that you have in your inventory, you also have to make sure to take care of your body, to make sure that you take care of your hearing. And not many people realize what proper hearing health is. What some of the tips and tricks of the pros are to make sure that your hearing is on right all the time, every time. And it takes some maintenance. It really does. Much like it takes a singer maintenance to maintain range in their voice, you have to watch what you drink. You have to watch when you drink, if you drink alcohol at all. All that kind of stuff. The same way your vocal cords are an instrument inside of your body, so are your ears. And not many people are aware of some of the things that face us as engineers. You know, a lot of it is really boiled down to simply loud volumes, simply high volumes. And it's not necessarily that. Right now I'm talking, I've got a pretty big voice, probably up around 70 decibels. A typical human conversation at a normal distance, right up around 65. So a typical calm conversation decibel level is right up around 65 dB, decibels being a rating of pressure wave, the pressure that is going on, the SPL, sound pressure level. So whenever you're looking at that stuff, you really have to make sure that you're putting yourself in the proper atmosphere, whether it's mixing at home in a studio or whether it's mixing live in a club or even performing live on stage. Now, we've had episodes before where we've gone through a few tools of the audio trade, things like that. And this is kind of one of those episodes, but it's really more of an episode of take care of yourself. You know, one of the things that not a whole lot of people realize, the thing that we're trying to avoid is two things, really. Number one, ear fatigue. Ear fatigue is a big, huge issue. It's what makes us cranky pusses. It's what makes those certain frequencies just a little bit harder to listen to at hour three or four of your sound system being at full dB level than what they were at the beginning of show or during sound check. And that's really one of those things that you know, you have to make sure to take breaks. You have to make sure to leave yourself room somewhere there in the evening. You know, a lot of people want to keep the music up and bumping in between bands, things like that. The problem that you have with that is literally the fact of you're keeping almost the same dB level. And if you don't let your ears rest, even if you don't let your patrons' ears rest and the musicians that are in the room, it's harder for them up on stage. It's harder for the audience to go through a night. And that's when you start doing damage to people's hearing. It's not necessarily just when things spike over 85 dB. Now, don't get me wrong. You can sustain, any audiologist out there will tell you that you can sustain hearing damage with any sound over 85 dB. And any sound over 85 dB, whether it be sustained for a prolonged period or sustained for a short period of time, can affect you adversely. The other thing that we have to worry about, you know, we got a little bit sidetracked there with some of the description with ear fatigue. The other thing that we have to worry about is full-on damage, which starts with tinnitus, really. That is one of the big bad nasties in our industry is tinnitus. And whenever you hear about people with it, I know a friend of mine who really, Teddy Douglas, I've mentioned him here on the show before. He's a big musician friend of mine for a long time. And really one of the people that kind of helped me hone my skills originally whenever I was making mixes, things like that. He had been in bands. He'd sat in on his recording sessions and mixing sessions for his bands and really kind of give me somewhat of an idea of where things should lay. You know, bringing things down, putting nuance into tracks instead of it just being a conglomeration the whole time. Now, he had played in loud heavy metal bands for years and had gone out and seen loud heavy metal bands and actually suffered from tinnitus. He was the first person that I ever knew who actually heard a sound constantly. Now, tinnitus, technically by an audiologist, would be defined as any sound that you're hearing that is sustained inside your own head and is going on. It could be anything from a high-pitched whine to a specific note or frequency. It could be a wash. It could be a low rumble. It could be all kinds of things. But mainly it is a sound that is distinct from the sound surrounding sound around you that is not being generated from an outside source. Now, what causes tinnitus, you might say? It's an interesting fact. There are many things that cause tinnitus. One of them that's popped its head up more frequently is medications. And not a whole lot of people realize that. You know, I'm actually on anti-anxiety medications, basically. And, you know, I have panic attacks, things like that sometimes. And I can tell whenever my blood pressure is starting to spike a little bit, that kind of stuff, because I'll start hearing a ringing in my ears. And whenever I don't have my meds for a week or so, that's definitely a lot more pronounced. Now, does that affect me? Yes and no. It's something that I know that I'm aware of, so I can kind of compensate for that as well. However, it is a common occurrence nowadays, especially with the use of naproxen regularly. You know, things like Aleve, Motrin, a lot of benzodiazepines, Xanax, things like that will cause the same thing. Pretty much anything that thins your blood, even drinking alcohol, can cause tinnitus. Now, whether it's prolonged or whether it's intermittent, that's something for an audiologist to really find out. However, it is something that affects our performance. And, you know, I'm even careful whenever I go swimming, things like that. I don't do a whole lot of swimming that's not old school stuff like this unless I have some sort of ear pads with me, fitted earpieces or wax or something like that to put over my ear to keep water from getting inside. I am that concerned with it. Now, what can we do to protect our hearing on a regular basis? That's really the big question. You know, we're all going to have issues. We're all going to be in sustained environments, you know, where things are pushing closer to 90 dB, even 100 on the regs, inside of a small club, inside of a small venue, inside of a rehearsal space with amps, things like that. One of the big things to fight, number one, before you get to hearing damage is hearing fatigue. Like I said, take regular breaks. If you're playing for an hour, take a 15-minute break. If you're inside of a sustained environment with that kind of dB level going on, take a 10 to 15-minute break. I used to literally, after my mix was set, things like that, the band was up and running, I would step outside for what would be about the equivalent of a cigarette. You know, for about 7 to 10 minutes, just hop outside, let my ears settle down, come back in. You get a whole new perspective on your room, things like that. But that kind of stuff is really, really important whenever you play out regularly, whenever you play in a rehearsal space regularly. If you don't take breaks, that's where hearing fatigue will turn into hearing damage. And that's what you don't want. This is a delicate, delicate instrument. It's much like taking care of or owning a piano, you know. You don't want to be in too humid environment because it'll make the strings go out of key. You don't want to be in too dry of an environment because it'll make the wood start to crack and then you can go out of key. You know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other on each side of the rainbow. But there are a few mitigating things that you can do. Number one is the type of headphones that you use. The type of headphones that you use while you mix is huge. Now, I see a lot of people nowadays with this number right here, earbuds on their action. And, you know, they're all right. They do a good job. They give you a quick reference on things. And most engineers, you know, don't really listen to headphones the whole time. I keep cans with me a lot of the times, literally, to give my ears a break. Even while you're sitting back at the board, you know, you can completely and utterly take your headphones and pop them on just while you're sitting there with them at a low volume and still be able to hear what's going on in the room around you, you know, stuff like that. And it's key to giving your ears a break. Now, the danger with mixing with these, with earbuds is that you're prone to putting them at a larger volume. Even though they're inside your ear, you're used to listening to them at a certain level. And even your phone nowadays, whenever you plug them in, tells you straight up that, you know, listening to things at a high volume is dangerous to your hearing. And whenever you go from one to the other, especially, that can be bad. Now, the more common thing that is dealt with is standard earplugs. Now, these are used regularly by a lot of people. They're sold at a lot of venues, right there in the merch counter, stuff like that. And these little foam earplugs are okay. You know, they're all right. They get the job done. You know, there's not a whole lot to them. They're made out of a little spongiform material that's very springy. My problem with them is, as an engineer, they literally block out way too much frequency for me. That, and whenever I'm in a small environment, using these inside of my ears, tends to hurt. I've noticed it, especially. I'm a shooter myself. I love going to the range. I was brought up shooting and hunting, things like that. And these little jobbers are given away frequently, or sold for a buck a pair, 50 cent a pair, what have you. At the range. And I've even noticed that it hurts my ears there. They don't really filter a whole lot of stuff out, filter properly. They block a lot of stuff. So as far as getting a clear mix on your room while you're wearing them, not really. As far as hearing, the room a whole lot as a fan while you're in the room or hearing things on stage, not really. Now, personally, what I've done on stage, whenever this is the only thing I have with me, I've actually taken them and popped them in just one ear and left them there. But even just having it in this one ear, it's really woofy. It's very compressed and woo, 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 woo. And I don't like that. To me, especially once I'm around some real sound pressure, once I'm around some speakers, some subwoofers, that stuff really, really starts to bother me and starts to actually pain my ears. And I think it's because mainly of the type of material it is. It's very dense, though it's loose. It's very dense material, and I think it tends to trap a lot of those sub-frequencies that do make it in there, inside of there. So there's not really a lot of room with these for air to escape, necessarily. And that's my concern with them. That's why I typically don't use them. They're my last case resort. You know, you could probably just about pop a cigarette filter in your ear and get about the same effect out of them. However, do not do that. Do not do that. Cotton, believe it or not, is very moist inside your ears. One of the issues that you run into, actually, with these and even earbuds, you know, I kind of hit it from camera a while ago, but I found these actually inside of an old drawer, and you can take a nice little look there at the scunge on the earbuds. And that's really the issue with these, is that, you know, as decent as these little disposables are, number one, they are disposable. And whenever you're talking about your ears, you have to remember there are specialists in the world called ear, nose, and throat doctors, because these three things are all connected: the ear, nose, and throat. They're all connected inside of your body. Whenever you get a sinus infection, your ears get stopped up, right? You know, it's not rocket science. It's actual basic biology. And the problem is, if you reuse these, even taking them in and out of your ear creates a humid environment. If you know anything about breeding germs or germination, a humid, wet environment is exactly what is desired by germs to breed. So anytime you're closing that space off, you want to leave as much room to breathe as possible. Now, really, That's where we go from the world of earplugs to the world of ear filters. And we've featured my little ear filters on here before. These are sold at your local metal shop, supply house, or local industrial supply shop, anything like that that sells hardcore machining materials, machines, you know, saw blades, that kind of stuff. Home Depot normally carries them, that kind of stuff. I got these ear filters, and I want to say maybe Hero made them. H-E-A-R-O is the brand. And they cost me somewhere up around $20-$25, but you can see the difference. These are actually made out of a soft neoprene rubber material as opposed to this, which is made out of a foam material. And the difference is you can see how nice and clean these are as opposed to these. Like I said, these have been sitting in a drawer for Lord knows how long. But the plus side to material like this is that it is cleanable. You know, you can take these. I actually take these whenever I'm done with them. I'll take the diaphragms out. See, like, they're great. You can actually take the little diaphragm out of it and clean it, maintain it, make sure that it's clean on the inside, all that kind of stuff. And you can actually clean these out. You can put them in some mild boiling water, something like that, just to kind of get the gunk off of them, anesthetize them. I use 90% isopropyl alcohol whenever I clean mine. I find it to be one of the best cleansers. If it works for a doctor's office, I think it'll probably work for my ear filters. Now, the plus side of these is that they go in nice and easy. There's no real pressure about them. You know, you just pop them right into your ear and they're in there. They're doing their job. And really what these do, as opposed to stopping so many frequencies, is they literally filter the frequencies. Another popular company that just came out with these for audiophiles who go out to clubs and venues and stuff like that is Dubs. And that's D-U-B-S. If you go to dubs.com, you can find some good stuff there. Dubs is the name of those little earphones. And the plus side about all of these is that they're actual filters, y'all. They don't stop all of the frequencies so much as filter out the frequencies that are bad for you. And whenever you're talking things like that, it really helps maintain the fidelity of a show, the enjoyment of a show. And at the same time, maintain your proper level of hearing, maintain your proper level of sound pressure inside your head. So that, I mean, people used to laugh at me because I would use these while I mixed bluegrass. But literally, like, a banjo amplified can be dangerous, man. And that stuff can reach just as much of a sustained sound volume as heavy metal. Whenever you're looking at constancy of certain frequencies. And that's, remember, that is what causes ear fatigue. That's what causes damage, is the consistency of a frequency. Your ear being overexposed to something, much like an allergy advances in your body, so does ear fatigue and ear damage, hearing damage occurs the same way. It spreads through you through constancy. The more you're listening to a 50 hertz subwave, the more your brain is going to have problems hearing a 50 hertz subwave. And, you know, it's literally through overexposure, things like that. Now, some of this can be recovered. You know, you can do a lot of things. One of the big things I had recently, I mentioned the fact that I was a shooter. And, you know, you go through a lot of ear fatigue. You go through a lot of really high-end ear fatigue as a shooter. And one of the things that I love, these are made by Impact Sport here. And they're a great little pair of earmuffs. You can see here in the back, they actually have a volume knob and some microphones, as well as an eighth-inch input for while you're shooting. And they're great. I've actually used these when I knew I was going to be in really hardcore environments, like whenever I've gone out and run corporate events where I'm going to be around NASCAR-type vehicles inside, that kind of stuff. And what these are made for, you can see they actually have a tiny little spot right here, a little powered circuit, just like any noise-canceling headphone does, for batteries. And that cool little circuit actually lets you turn them on and be able to listen to the environment around you while you have them on. So it will actually find and stop a high impact sound like a jackhammer or a gun, anything like that while you're shooting or while you're working. And it will, and in real time, shush that out and still let you hear everything else. So while you're shooting at the range, you can actually still hear your shooting instructor, that kind of stuff. And what's really cool is if you're just by yourself, you can actually turn this right down and plug in your MP3 player and actually be able to listen to your music, whatever. It's got some really high definition drivers inside. So you really do get some great hearing protection while at the same time being able to hear things around you. Now, like I said, hearing fatigue is a big issue in our industry. You really do have to make sure to take regular breaks. Just like if you're sitting down and editing video every hour, get up for 10 minutes, look at something 20 feet away from you because you're looking at a computer monitor about 4 feet away from you, 3 feet away from you. Same thing with audio editing. Get up, get outside, listen to birds, listen to natural sounds around you, something that's not hardcore frequency-wise, something like that. Listen to silence. If you can, listen to white noise, things like that. All that kind of stuff will actually help relax your ears and help increase the range that you can hear. Now, there are a couple things. I wanted to show you all a couple little options here. One of them is Test Tone. It's a great little generator that lets you test your hearing. It's a hearing tester, and you can actually go through and play games. It'll give you about 25 different tones there, and it'll ask you if you heard it or didn't hear it. And, you know, bring the volume up so you can hear it at a regular level. And then play the tone. If you hear it, then you say yes. If you didn't hear it, then you say no. And it will actually go through and give you a ranking at the end of all that. It goes through 25 different ranges of frequencies. I use this regularly. And once again, that is called, just so we can see it here, that is actually called Hearing Test. Is the name of that. You can see it right here. Test Your Hearing is the name of the app, and it's absolutely free. You'll get some ads and stuff inside of it, but it's a great app. It's fantastic. I use it regularly to make sure I can hear everything from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. And at the same time, there are apps that you can get that will actually let you retrain your tinnitus. Now, tinnitus is basically the way your ear works is it has a tympanic membrane, just like a speaker or a microphone that picks up sounds. It goes to a tiny little bone inside your cochlea, and your cochlea is a little snail-shelled action inside of your ear, and inside of that are cilia. Now, those cilia are actual hairs. They're tiny little hairs, just like on your face, except microscopic. They're the same thing that lizards have to be able to grab on to surfaces. We have the same thing that lets us hear. Now, these hairs, whenever they've been exposed to certain frequencies for certain amounts of time, will tend to lay flat. And you can actually recover some of this through slowly getting them back used to those frequencies again. I had this happen to me about a year ago, where I actually had a bottle of rubbing alcohol that was too close to a heat source, and it popped. And it was loud. I mean, loud, loud, loud. Like somebody fired off a shotgun right next to my ear. And I was worried because for about a day and a half, I had straight tinnitus. I could hear a ringing that was painful in my ear. Like it was actually hurtful for me to be awake and hear things. And I was actually genuinely concerned. Now that actually went away after a little while. It subsided. Trauma like that can subside. However, whenever you put yourself through repeated trauma, whenever you do like my buddy Teddy did and start actually exposing yourself to high intensity sounds, high SPLs, sound pressure levels on a regular basis, that kind of stuff will do permanent damage to your hearing, folks, and it will ruin a career faster than I'll get out. I know great engineers that now wear earplugs. Or not earplugs, but hearing aids, rather. And it's sad because I can't give them work. I can't put them on a gig despite how much I know they know. I can't, because there's a hearing aid in their ear. And it's sad, because in the right situation, in the proper environment, they're perfectly fine. But you get them out in a live club, and those compensations tend to not take place. And it's hard. It's hard to see where you can't ply your trade, where you can't do what it is that you were born to do and what it is that you're passionate about in life. And that's really what it's about, making sure that you have a career from this point forward, not just for the next year. You know, you really do have to take care of yourself in this industry. And it's through taking care of yourself that you learn to take care of others, that you learn to look out for the benefit of others. Even nowadays, I give these recommendations to my musicians that are on stage. I give them to people who are on my microphones as podcast guests, all that kind of stuff. Even people that I see at the range who aren't using hearing protection, or who may actually just be using a pair of, you know, the cheapo little jobbers, you know, invest in yourself, invest in your life, invest in your livelihood, and invest in your health. If you have health insurance, please, it's free most of the time, folks. Here in Austin, we have a great, great institution called the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. If you're not a member of HAM, if you don't know about HAM, Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, ham.org, everybody, HAAM. Go check it out. You can get regular hearing tests twice a year done. You can get free custom fitted hearing earplugs. If you use in-ear hearing monitors for live, they will give you free fitting. I mean, they are concerned about you. If you have health insurance, go out and get it done. It's one of the regular things that has to do with your safety in the whole world over. If you can't hear that car coming up next to you before you see it, how do you know it's there, everybody? And that's what it's about, taking care of yourself, taking care of your future, taking care of your career to make sure that your longevity is there. On that note, everybody, while you're online, please, please stop by and visit us. TalkingSoundShow.com is the address. There you can find all the technical episodes, the articles, the videos, the tips and tricks from industry professionals, industry news. While you're on there, you can also stop by and support us on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/TalkingSound is the page. There you can give to the cause. All of the information that we give away to everybody is free all the time. If you love what we do, please support us. It's through people like you and through listeners like you that we are able to provide this fantastic content, that we're able to provide constant streams on the internet of audio, video content, be able to connect with major manufacturers, everything else, keep all the bandwidth up. So please, please keep listening. Keep on keeping on with what you're doing. Keep taking care of your hearing. And please, everybody, while you're doing that, keep reaching for 11. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Talking Sound.